This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. 2 weeks from now, a lot of the uncertainty hanging over the U.S. economy will be gone, because at least we'll know who the next president will be and what the next Congress will look like. But Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell says there are some things that are going to happen in the economy in the next 4 years, no matter who wins. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Chris, give us a certainty. What will be definitely going on in the year 2016 in the economy?
All right. I'm going to march right out on that plank.
All right.
It's going to be deja vu all over again. Remember how the internet led to the dot-com boom?
Yep.
Well, now it's going to be the mobile internet. Every business in America is going to restructure on the mobile internet. And two businesses, the two really important businesses that have been impervious to the information revolution, healthcare and education, they're going to embrace the efficiencies that come from information technologies. Productivity is going to soar. And their mantra is going to be that Silicon Valley statement, creative destruction.
Okay, so move towards greater technology by businesses. What else?
Okay, the budget deficit is going to fade as an issue.
Really?
I mean, look, a lot of this discussion about the budget deficit reflects the fact that the housing market collapsed. We went into a great recession. We've had an anemic recovery. 4 years from now, economic growth will deal with a lot of the budget deficit. And when we look at the debt, you know, Washington, Congress, the White House, you know, they're going to embrace some form of fiscal conservatism. So the combination of the two means we're just going to have a, you know, all this hysteria about we're like Greece or we're heading toward to be like Greece. Forget about it.
Okay. Well, we got time for one more prediction from you, Chris. So what's it going to be?
Africa will become a manufacturing powerhouse in the global economy, become far more integrated into the global economy. So I don't know how you say Foxconn in Swahili or Arabic, but that's what we're going to be talking about. Manufacturing facilities in Africa supplying the world.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell will check back with you in 2016 and see if you're right.
Actually, Jeremy, I like that because that's a little bit of job security.
You got it. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.